much. I believe that probably every person in this room has done something to help me in the last year and a half, and I know that you're all going to do whatever you need to do in the next 17 days to make sure that all of us get elected, and I just want to thank you ahead of time. But I also want to ask the question, so why should we elect a woman in the 4th District, the first woman to Congress? And I want to answer that question by introducing you to some of the women that I have met in my district this past week, some of the women who I hope will be my constituents. First of all, Cricket. Cricket she has a great job with the Painters Union. But when she was 26 years old, she was widowed and left with two very young children and worked 5 low-paying jobs in order to make ends meet. She also had the help of the Hawkeye Insurance Program, which really made a difference in making sure that her children had health insurance. And then there was Bobby Joe. Bobby Joe introduced me to, she's my age, but she introduced me to her 90-year-plus mother, who was a great feminist. And Bobby Joe said to me, I don't know how it is that my mother could be this strong-minded woman, and I ended up with a husband who did not respect me. She was the victim of domestic violence. And then there were the Sioux City senior women at the table at the senior center the other day. They were at senior lunch, and they said to me, we do not want to be out on the streets with vouchers trying to find health care in our old age. And then there was the farmer that I met, the female farmer who is worried about the drought and worried about crop insurance and how she's going to make ends meet. And there were the sorority women at Iowa State University who are worried about losing the opportunity to go to Planned Parenthood for health care and for low-cost contraceptives. And the Ames High student, Jessica, who's worried about how she's going to afford the price of college in Pell Grants, hoping that she has Pell Grants. And Daisy, the Latina businesswoman in Storm Lake, who is really working hard to create a business that will help her support her family as well. Well, I also want to ask the question, so why elect me as the woman in the 4th District? Well, I'd like to introduce you to someone I spend a lot of time with these days. He's the congressman from the 5th District, Congressman Steve King. He has voted against the Lilly Ledbetter Act. He has voted twice against the Violence Against Women Act. He has basically suggested that maybe states should be able to ban contraceptives even for married people. He has voted for the Ryan budget twice, which means that he has voted against Pell Grants for college students who need an education. He has voted 32 times against the Affordable Care Act. He wants to pull it out by the roots. This act, which has made it possible for women no longer to be considered as pre-existing conditions. This is the act that is going to make sure that women across this country can use their health insurance to access low-cost contraceptives and plan their families the way they want to. He also has suggested that we replace Medicare altogether. Certainly has suggested vouchers, the vouchers that those women at the senior center in Sioux City the other day were objecting to. And he has not stood against Todd Akin and has never clarified what he thinks about the new definition of rape. He has spoken against immigrants. He has referred to them in rhetoric that is an embarrassment to the people of Iowa. Steve King votes against women, and I'm going to vote for them. But let me also tell you about a very young woman I met in Storm Lake the other day. Her name is Madeline Bright, and she is 4 years old. And she came with her parents, who both teach at Buena Vista University. And she brought me a book, because you all know how much I like books. This one is the U.S. Constitution. And it says inside to Christy Vilsack from Madeline Best, age 4. And she has written her own name here, and it says, please take this with you to Washington. So, for me, what this election is all about is all the Madelines out there across the state. I want to make sure that Madeline and all the other little Madelines grow up knowing that being a woman is not a barrier to running for office or for anything else. So I will be the first woman elected to Congress from the state of Iowa. Thanks so much.